Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul here with an update on Florence. You know, we get a lot of grief for our winters, but I can't imagine a Texas-size storm with winds of 140, 150 miles an hour approaching. Imagine the most severe thunderstorm you've been in. Multiply that by two or three and have it last for 12 hours, 18 hours, with a wall of water maybe 10 feet above normal high tide being pushed ashore, battering waves. So you've got the coastal destruction from wind and storm surge, and then inland, in some cases days after the storm, hundreds of miles inland, you could have 2, 3, 4 feet of water from this system. It's already a Category 4, sustained winds 140 now, the last report from the National Hurricane Center. And the model's fairly consistent, bringing this ashore somewhere along the North Carolina coast by Thursday. Possibly the most intense hurricane to hit north of Florida in the last 30 years. The governor of South Carolina has ordered 1 million coastal residents to evacuate. And one of my old friends, well, she's not old, but one of my dearest, longest-lasting friends, Janice Giggy, is down in Wilmington, North Carolina. Janice, thank you for joining us today on the air.
You are welcome.
How are you doing down there?
Okay, you just made me really nervous with everything you just said.
I am really nervous. I mean, I'm paid to be paranoid, and I hope it swerves. I hope it weakens, but I also hope you're taking it seriously. When are you going to get out of there?
So I'm down at right over the bridge from Wilmington is Wrightsville Beach. So right. That's where I'm located, right on the water. We are leaving about noon tomorrow, and we are in the middle of pulling everything up from downstairs and putting it in closets and things like that.
Okay. I mean, what are the local authorities down there telling you?
Well, they're telling us to, like you said, take it seriously. They're talking the 10 feet. I'm also looking at Raleigh, which is where I live, and that's 10 to 15 inches of water coming. Down here, the storm surge, it depends, obviously, if it's low tide or high tide. Paul, maybe you can help me out with that one, what time it comes in. Praying it's low tide. People are taking it seriously down here. I even asked some people, locals that are going to ride it out, and a lot of those people that normally ride it out are not riding this one out.
Well, I think a lot of people do the calculus in their heads. If it's a Category 1, okay, it's going to be bad, but, you know, North Carolina, which juts out into the Atlantic, has seen its fair share of hurricane strikes. I think it's second only to Florida for direct impact. A Category 4, God forbid, you know, a Category 5, that's a whole different animal. And from what I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, Janice, the authorities can't make you leave your home. Nobody's going to drag you out of your home. But what they can do is say, look, if you're going to stay, you're on your own. If you call 911, if you get in trouble, we are not going to come to rescue you. I mean, have you heard that?
I have heard that, and I heard that over the bridge, like I said, at Wrightsville Beach is over the bridge. I'm not sure if this is real or not, but I heard like the town will shut off the water, the whole water system down here. I've never experienced that, but right now it's not mandatory, but nobody can make you stay. Yeah, absolutely.
When's the last time you had a scare down there from a big hurricane? Can you remember one?
You know what? I can't. We bought the house back in 1996, 1 month before Hurricane Fran. And Hurricane Fran came right through the bottom of our house. The washer and dryer was down the street. And this is a month before we owned the beach house. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, you know, what did we do? But, yeah, I mean, since then, there's been some shingles from hurricanes. Nothing like Hurricane Fran, which was, again, back in 1996.
Janice, do you have flood insurance? Do you have hurricane insurance? I know you rent the place.
Yeah.
You rent the place out, and it. You know, my wife was down there once. Thank you for keeping an eye on her for a few days down there. But she came back with a glowing review. But are you covered? Worst case, if there is extensive damage to your place,
we are. We I think it's mandatory, not positive. Don't quote me on that. But we do have flood insurance. We have house insurance. You know, wind insurance. We have all that, and we actually just put a new roof on last year. So we'll test out the roofing company because they say what 150 mile an hour winds. It's good until. So.
Well, this.
Yeah,
may,
I mean it's scary.
This may be the acid test. I mean, water temperature is a few degrees warmer than average. This is not going to be like Harvey, you know, where you get 50, 60 inches of rain. I mean, Houston is still picking up the pieces from Harvey last year. But I do think inland there could be some 2-foot rainfall amounts. So, yeah, there's going to be flooding, but it's sort of pick your poison. You got to get away from the beach, got to get away from that storm surge, and then ride it out and hope that you'll certainly be home in plenty of time to ride this thing out. Again, it's forecast to hit Thursday, and then it's just going to sit there over the Carolinas and the Virginias and Maryland. D.C. could see some flooding. That's how far north this thing is going to go. But we'll keep you in our thoughts and prayers, and thank you for I know you're scrambling, and I appreciate you taking time out to let us know what's going on down there.
Yeah, no worries. No worries at all, and just please say some prayers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.